October 11th. When I came into my apartment this morning, I found Alice there asleep on the couch. Everything was cleaned up, and at first I thought I was in the wrong apartment, but then I saw she hadn't touched the smashed records or the torn books or the sheet music in the corner of the room. The floor creaked, and she woke up and looked at me. "Hi," she laughed. "Some night owl." "Not an owl, more of a dodo. A dumb dodo." "How'd you get in here?"
"Through the fire escape, Faye's place. I called her to find out about you, and she said she was worried. She says you've been acting strangely, causing disturbances. So I decided it was time for me to put in an appearance. I straightened up a bit. I didn't think you'd mind."
"I do mind. Very much. I don't want anybody coming around feeling sorry for me." She went to the mirror to comb her hair.
"I'm not here because I feel sorry for you. It's because I feel sorry for me."
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"It doesn't mean," she shrugged. "It just is, like a poem. I wanted to see you."
"What's wrong with the zoo?"
"Oh, come off it, Charlie. Don't fence with me. I waited long enough for you to come and get me. I decided to come to you."
"Why?"
"Because there's still time, and I want to spend it with you."
"Is that a song?"
"Charlie, don't laugh at me."
"I'm not laughing, but I can't afford to spend my time with anyone. There's only enough left for myself."
"I can't believe you want to be completely alone."
"I do."
"We had a little time together before we got out of touch. We had things to talk about and things to do together. It didn't last very long, but it was something. Look, we've known this might happen. It was no secret. I didn't go away, Charlie. I've just been waiting. You're about at my level again, aren't you?"
I stormed around the apartment.
"But that's crazy. There's nothing to look forward to. I don't dare let myself think ahead, only back. In a few months, weeks, days, who the hell knows? I'll go back to Warren. You can't follow me there."
"No," she admitted.
"And I probably won't even visit you there. Once you're in Warren, I'll do my best to forget you. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. But until you go, there's no reason for either of us to be alone."
Before I could say anything, she kissed me. I waited as she sat beside me on the couch, resting her head against my chest, but the panic didn't come. Alice was a woman, but perhaps now Charlie would understand that she wasn't his mother or his sister. With the relief of knowing I had passed through a crisis, I sighed because there was nothing to hold me back. It was no time for fear or pretense, because it could never be this way with anyone else. All the barriers were gone. I had unwound the string she had given me and found my way out of the labyrinth to where she was waiting. I loved her with more than my body.